Who am I?
A wise man say.
Only fools rush in,
but I can't help.
Call me in love with you.
And that's how we're going to start every episode here on out. All right, we know we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing it. Everyone, welcome to Papa's Basement.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I put such a queer little flourish on the end of that. Welcome to Papa's Basement.
Thanks, John.
So happy to be here with you, Michael.
I am, too.
Yeah. I feel safe here.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
In Michael's little rape basement.
Right. Because I like to feel a little unsafe. It's more exciting.
Even if you're feeling safe, I haven't done my
job. We're not having fun.
Yeah. We're going to hunt you for sport or drink your piss. But one way or another, shit gets weird. Yeah, it's another episode. We're recording, what is this, Thursday night? That's how you keep things evergreen.
Yeah.
And the news of the day is Kobe Bryant died.
What? Wow. Oh, Jesus. What happened? When did this happen? Like, what, a half hour ago?
He died on Sunday, Michael.
What? That's like 4 days ago. Where am I supposed to find out about this stuff?
Literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
Kobe died.
Shit.
Kobe died. And
I gotta quit basketball now.
Oh, was he your basketball hero?
Huh? Yeah, I was going to actually make myself eligible for the NBA draft. In fact, you know what? He would tell me to keep going.
He would say hashtag Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do it here. I just want to let everyone know that this year, the 2020 NBA draft, I am foregoing my 43rd year on this planet. And I'm going to play.
Are you worried about forfeiting your NCAA eligibility by doing this?
Well, you know what? That was 20 years ago, and I used it up playing baseball, so I can't go back now.
Yeah, this has a Cinderella story written all over it, and I love it.
Yeah.
America loves a good underdog.
I believe that I should have a chance at my dreams.
I could see you adding a certain gritty quality to a lot of rosters out there.
A certain jeu de vie.
Yeah. I also would like an accommodation for my age, my color. Whenever I'm...
What about your height?
My height as well. So whenever when I'm on the court, I want extra time with the basketball.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I just want to be, I'll dribble the ball two times on each side of the court per possession. After that,
I'll call you Mikey two times.
Yeah, I get to carry it. But
your knuckles will swell up if you're actually forced to dribble. Right, so that's just, sure.
And I want to be able to keep the ball in a bag when I have it in my possession.
That's fair.
That's good, yeah.
That's fair.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Someone could take it from you like that.
Right. Or steal it.
And
I had another.
That bag is what I'm going to be keeping my heart pills.
Smelling salts as well?
Right.
Okay. I'm picturing you also, you're allowed to stay on just your side of the court.
Yeah.
Deep in the paint.
Right.
And just squatting on one of the improv stools from Unified Scene Theater.
Now, is this a real stool or an improv stool?
Which would be no stool.
What's the difference?
It's just a little wheelie stool, almost like something you would see in a mechanic.
Like a doctor's office?
No, like an old garage mechanics.
Okay.
I can't think of white-collar professions, so I guess in doctors as well. Sure. No,
Sorry.
I'm just picturing an old fat mechanic who doesn't want to bend over anymore because his knees are blown. That kind of stool, and you're allowed to just zip around.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like on a motorized scooter?
Not a rascal, no. That would make a mockery of the game. Just a stool with wheels on it
And when the ball's coming towards you, you like just flutter your legs. You like kick your little heels into the wood and push toward the ball.
This is all
with
gonna...
a whee every time you do it.
I gotta write these demands up in a formal letter to the NBA commissioner Adam Silver.
Well, you need to have your contract ready.
Yeah.
You gotta have a lawyer. You gotta have a team. Like surrounding you.
Oh, just because Adam Silver is Jewish, he needs a lawyer? That's it's not cool.
Isn't Adam Silver a lawyer? Probably.
Oh.
Touche.
Okay.
Could you imagine if I became the new NBA logo and, you know, my silhouette in a motorized scooter with
yes, I can.
With
imagine
ball.
That.
It would just feel really inclusive.
Not yeah. gonna lie. And a ball and a small bag.
I'm just picturing a colonoscopy bag. And then when you said improv stool, I imagine
like
a poop that only improv people do. It's
like, wait, not a colonoscopy bag. They don't do a colonoscopy and keep your shit afterward. I know who you're talking about.
Where isn't that like what people with lupus have or something? The colonoscopy bag.
The lupus.
I'm not sure.
You're conflating like five diseases.
Am I combining five diseases together?
Lupus is what, the immune system?
Yeah.
Who has the colonoscopy bag?
It's not a colonoscopy.
The people without their colon?
Yeah.
A colostomy bag.
Colostomy.
Thank you.
What is it?
Colostomy bag.
It's on the side of you, and it collects, it collects the poop.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I really feel that like my drug and drinking group would have been enhanced by someone with a colostomy bag.
I knew a few people. Mm.
Did you?
Yeah, in different treatment programs. All women that had one.
Oh, it's not fun with a woman.
What?
They're going to be all uptight about it. Like, I'm talking like your buddy Steve has one. And like you have a few, and it's like, hey, Steve, let us smell it. And Steve's like all fat and good natured about it, but crying on the inside like Pagliacci.
Okay.
He's like, hey, yeah, I'm just the goofy guy who shits in a tummy bag.
Into your colonoscopy bag.
They let me keep it.
You want to introduce the show?
It's Papa's Basement.
Okay.
All right.
It's Eva Crickshin. It's
hi.
Michael Johnson.
Hi.
I'm Pete Bergen.
Hi. Oh, hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Yeah,
so Kobe died.
Wow.
I know.
What?
We already did that bit. Yeah.
Was that on the episode?
Yes.
So, when's his funeral?
I'm planning on going.
I am too. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I just started following Vanessa Bryant on Insta.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, just because I...
So you can get it.
Really?
All that?
That's kind of morbid.
Why?
Did you want to see it?
Oh, no, I'm not, like, following her. I, like, go to her page. Like, I'm not following her specifically.
Oh, gotcha.
No, you wouldn't fuck with your follower ratio like that. Oh, can someone flip their phone? Because it's lighting up, and I'm ADD as shit.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No. I'm still, like, I forget about... Insta, like if you follow someone, they can see it.
Is she posting?
She posted something today, and I was driving home from class.
Was it the skull? It was. Alas, poor Kobe. I knew him well.
It was the rape results from 04.
She's like, might as well air this out.
That's what Kobe did to her.
It's true.
I definitely have been reading and not commenting, but like different. Different feminists are, don't forget, he's a legend, sure, but he raped a woman. And I'm like, yeah, he did. And I'm never going to forget about that because it was such a big deal. And it was all over the news. And I just remember his beautiful wife, that face, he's like giving the speech and she's staring at him with that new ring he got her that was like the size of a big grape.
Right.
You know, and all the women are like, oh, he probably didn't do it. But then he gave her that ring and... You were like, yeah, he did it.
Well, yeah, he also had that statement, too.
Yeah, right? Where which I found out was a part of the girl's plea deal.
Right.
He had to give that statement.
Yeah. He realized it wasn't consensual.
Yeah,
now?
He was like, I thought it was consensual.
He's like, yeah.
But she obviously didn't. So this one guy commented, like, give him a break. He was 24 years old and he was staying in Denver because he was having surgery the next day and he thought his career was going to be over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully that guy's not a lawyer.
Yeah, he got all these like likes from all these fellow bros and like all these other feminine. I wasn't going to comment at all, you know, because, I mean, the guy's dead.
No, I understand it, though. A couple of years ago, I tried out for a house team at Wit.
Oh, really? Did
and you? I didn't get picked. No, I was going to segue into how not making a team led me to rape someone, but now I regret that joke.
Gotcha.
Without the buildup, it isn't as funny. Yeah, right. Just seems rapey.
What's WIT? I saw something on Facebook.
Washington Improv Theater.
They're right. Having auditions coming up soon.
Yeah. I think they're
tonight. I love that excuse, though.
What?
Like, he thought his career was going to be over.
Well, that's what the guy said, you know, and I mean, who knows?
I think he was just drunk with power.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I think he just was like, king shit, and I can do. I
mean, yeah, he's famous.
I wonder, like, how many other women he probably, you know, was like
slept with.
Yeah, just like, oh yeah, I'm checking in, and I'm going to check into your pants, and yeah, do you need help with your bags? No, just my balls,
just my taint.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think he did whatever he wanted.
I think it's a special thing when you're an athlete. Like, it's one thing to be a celeb.
Right.
And you're pretty much getting
like
away with
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. When he filmed that Dirty Sanchez. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking of any random celeb, but
Dustin Diamond drunk on power. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
That's a big A-lister that got Me Too'd.
Yeah. Fucked one of our podcast co-hosts.
Hey,
back in the day.
We're not going to go into
Did
that.
He really?
After the pod, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a
Michael's eyes are lighting up. We're not on screen right
I'll
now.
Just, yeah, our friend Jason Pete Maybe was the stage name, and Pete was on the show for a couple years, and he used to hang out with Kevin Spacey somewhat regularly. He always maintained nothing really had gone down, but all of us were like, it's Kevin Spacey. He's not gonna hang out with someone.
They hung out a lot.
I guess Kevin was filming House of Cards. They filmed some scenes in LA, some in DC.
Joppa, Maryland.
Joppa, Maryland. Okay.
Joppa, Maryland and Beemore.
And our friend was extra?
He's an extra. Yeah. He in season one, there's a scene of a cop waving some people through in traffic in the rain. And that was our good friend, Pete, maybe.
Oh, he was in uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, nailed it then.
So did they hang out?
Yeah,
they did multiple times. Many times.
Just them two.
Uh-huh.
Part of other groups, but I think it eventually always winnow its way down to those two.
And was he surprised when all those went down?
Not in the least.
Oh, wow.
Not in the least.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But nothing ever happened between them.
I mean, so we've been told.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, walk in with a huge diamond on his finger.
Like Vanessa Bryant.
Yeah, I don't think his ass ever got fucked, but I could be wrong.
What if you guys were in a position to,
like bent over?
Bang. Kevin, the spaceman.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, now? To, like... No, like
20 years ago.
Would all right? Wait, what are the circumstances?
But he could like help your career. Like he's like, I'm gonna make you famous.
I would need like real, like substantial proof
that he was gonna make you famous.
Yeah,
I thought you meant substantial proof. It was Kevin Spacey.
yeah, that too.
Look,
your accent sounds Jamaican. But
do
Mr.
A Johnny
Spacey.
Carson impression. Yeah. He's really good at that. I would need substantial proof I'm going to be famous. I like that. What about you?
What do I have to do to
him?
He's
not promising me anything.
No.
He's,
like, he's promising you can finish the tater tots on the tray in his room and then you can get the fuck out.
I mean,
like, he doesn't need a beard at this point. You know, he's pretty out and proud.
Who?
At this point, Space. Kevin Spacey's beard is just a man saying, he fucked me with consent as he walks around.
Wait, does he have a beard now?
No, like a beard, like a, you know what I mean?
Like a cum beard?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you've never heard that term? When
a beard?
When a gay man has a beard, it means a straight woman that sort of is his girlfriend or wife.
Oh, that was from the Aaron Hernandez documentary. I did. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see. I still haven't watched it yet. Oh, I just know that term after.
Yeah, they talk about it.
There was actually Kevin Spacey used to play a game called Santa Claus where he would let young men come on his face and then they would take a handful of coconut shavings and go blow that on his face.
That's how he liked to finish.
And then he'd be like, who wants to eat Santa's beard? Because that's my Kevin Spacey. It's flawless.
Well, no. And I think they used it in, what was the Queen movie?
Oh, the finale when Freddie Mercury gets cum on his face.
When he gets Santa Claus. Yeah. No, he had a girlfriend in the movie. Freddie Mercury, you know, and yeah. He proposed to her, but he was gay. It, right. It was
but he
beard.
Walks up to the younger man. He's like, are you into Clausen? And the man's like, what, the pickles?
That would be storking.
Yes. That would be Vlasic.
That would be Vlasic. Yes. I'm mixing up diseases and pickle brands. What is going on with me tonight? But yeah, R.I.P. Kobe, man. That guy was... I'm not going to lie.
Actually, you know what? A colostomy bag does kind of look like a pickle bag.
It does.
Yeah.
So.
Especially if you ate spinach.
Let us smell your poop.
Can I put my finger in the hole, bro?
Can we watch you empty it?
I'm licking it. I'm licking it.
Let's play the 9/11 game.
What's that?
Okay.
Where were you when you found out?
I thought you were going to say we all get pilot's licenses and pick a target. Soft target.
I was giving the okay.
You were giving the okay.
For them to fly into the building.
You're clear.
You're good. I was a senior in high school.
No, I meant about Kobe.
Oh, where was I?
It's really smoggy. Keep going.
Oh, so that's the 9/11. Where was I? I was on Facebook and I saw that Joe Gagliardi had written like, oh man, R.I.P. Kobe.
Maudlin wop.
I was like, wait, what? Like, I'm not going to trust this person to say that a basketball legend died. So I went to my computer and then I texted this one over here, Papa. I was like, is Kobe dead? And he was like, yes.
Yes.
And then
that flat and emotionless.
And then we started making jokes because we're evil people. And then I found out his daughter died with him and that got me.
Then you really laughed.
Then that got me like super, super sad.
Really?
Yeah. That
I was
awful.
Sad until I heard it was the bad one.
No, it was the one he liked the best.
Until I heard she also raped a woman in Colorado. then I was okay with
that. Some stuff has started to come out about her.
What have you heard, Michael? What have you heard on the playground?
I heard. Now I'm just getting into a territory that I want to quickly back out of.
Okay.
Okay, you did.
All right, you did. No, I mean, that's awful. What a way.
Unlike Kobe's chopper, I was left hanging.
Oh, man.
I didn't know.
The best one I heard, though, was he finally got what? He finally got penalized for traveling.
For you women out there listening, traveling. Can be something that you can get in trouble for.
Not penalized. In trouble.
In trouble. In trouble. Basketball.
I love when the ref wags his fingers. Yeah. You're in trouble, mister.
They blow the whistle. You, come here.
Not on my court.
Ladies, the court is like the stage. Like where...
or a department store.
Or a department store where you might be shopping.
Think RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm just trying to make it simpler for you, ladies. No, I didn't know until Kobe that people or, guys could go straight from high school into the NBA.
They can't anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can't?
No, they...
One year rule. Yeah, that came a few years ago.
Okay, but LeBron did too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So
yeah, he did. And so did Kevin Garnett and there's been a bunch. Mm.
Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues. He came straight from elementary school.
And he never
stunted in his growth.
Yeah.
And soon, Michael Johnson.
Right.
Coming.
We got a third grader. It's going to stunt his growth. No.
He'll be fine.
He was supposed to be 7 foot two.
He blew out his knees.
I'm just laughing because you're doing voices. I have no idea what you're talking about. Ladies, this works sometimes when boys make jokes about sports. Just laugh along.
Yeah, laugh at the funny voice.
And then we think they get us. Right. So they're going to get it.
Well, I was at my daughter's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And you immediately broke down.
No, I just, immediately started telling everyone.
All the other 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Until one of the parents was like, "What are you saying to my daughter? She doesn't even understand. I got to get this off my chest. Hey, kid, come here. Kobe, look."
They're all riding ponies.
She needs to know what 175 miles of blunt force trauma does to the body.
I was in like one of those indoor playgrounds. And I just
got on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, I was like, "None of this means anything to any of you. Except a couple of my brothers over here holding their jackets, waiting in the corner like us other dads."
Attention!
Yeah.
Sir, you can't be on the loudspeaker here.
And then I
here.
Played American Pie.
Whole 8.5 minutes.
Right. No, the 23-minute version.
Yeah.
Just pulled out the acoustic.
This is the song that killed Buddy Holly. I mean, no, they wrote it afterwards.
Don McLean.
Don McLean, whatever.
Don McLean sabotaged the plane so he could have a career.
The day that basketball died. Twitter died.
I kept saying the day the raping died. Not subtle.
No. Raping shall continue.
Yeah.
Till morale improves.
And now hashtag girl dad.
Oh, hashtag girl dad.
Girl dad is a thing.
Now you guys are looking at girl me. Dad.
Because you're a girl dad.
I know.
Girl dad. Michael
I have
Johnson,
a daughter.
Dad.
That means you are...
that I love.
You're 100%
girl dad. Have you
really
never heard that expression before, though?
Girl what? Dad.
Like, no. I'm a girl dad. Or, like, it's...
I can't squeeze tits anymore. I'm a girl dad.
No, it's for guys that have all daughters. And
is
then,
it, though?
And then,
I thought you could just have a girl.
If you're a boy mom, you're a mom that only has sons. Like, I've always heard those. Like,
really?
Mrs. LaPala. You a know the boy. LaPalas. She's a boy mom. She has three boys. And we're always like, "Oh, boy mom." She's like, "I know."
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? No girls. That's why I love it when you girls come over. Like, she would always
what
say
my,
that.
My mother is, I guess, boy mom.
Really?
Is it just you, or do you have...
I have two older brothers.
You do?
I always thought what made her a boy mom were huge balls.
I always pictured your mom as unclipped. Am I correct?
She would... one of the things I always remember is that she would get so furious on, like, weekends, and you just hear her, like, "I'm just a little white maid that cleans up after you men."
I love how a problem with it when she was white.
Oh,
maybe yeah.
She would. She would even drop this. "If I just had a penis, maybe I'd get some respect around here." Or like, that's when I knew like someone had like you know we had all just kind of dropped the ball on like
cleaning
or something. Had,
or respecting her home right. at all.
She would throw that one out every once in a while.
Yeah.
"If I had a penis." And then there would be times where she'd just be sitting by herself.
Oh.
Just going, "If I had a penis."
Gently to herself.
"If I only had a penis."
If I had a penis.
I'd strum it in the morning.
Bare Naked Ladies, we're going to write a song about it.
If I only had a penis. If I only had
hey,
a
fellas,
penis.
Hey, fellas, you know what? We love the song. How about $1 million instead?
Instead of penis.
We got to think about our audience.
Yeah, so your mom's a girl mom.
A boy mom.
I mean.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I was. I sent John a text last night, and I was
his mom's penis.
Yeah.
Here's no, your balls. She didn't have a.
We
penis.
Got together for her 75th. We made it happen.
She didn't have a penis. If she only had a penis.
But I think John put it best when I'm like blaming John. The vulture nature of social media, you know, after a while, like someone like this kind of death, you know, somebody that, you know, a major kind of figure in our culture dies. Yeah. And then it just becomes oversaturated with everyone's self-important.
It becomes it's the six degrees of Kevin Bacon game, but like with how you were tangentially connected. And for those that have, it's like, well, I got a girl.
It's like a major earthquake in like Guatemala, and someone that was there 2 weeks ago, like,
it could have been me.
I'm safe. Don't worry. Like, are you down there? No, I was there. I was in the Peace Corps there. And I know some people there, but I'm okay.
I'm safe.
I'm in Vermont.
I'm going through so much maple syrup just to maintain.
Yeah, after a while, like, news cycle's so fast and,
I know,
and everything, you get so much information. Like, around day 2, day 3, I'm like, I have to joke about this. Or
yeah,
like,
I mean, what are you going to do? You have to.
Yeah.
Kobe would have wanted it that way.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know,
I'm glad.
And I have a feeling he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys can find mirth in this. I've just been busy photoshopping halos onto every photo of Kobe and Gianna I can find, but cool, whatever.
Someone, a friend of mine, post, they had the Kobe halo profile picture.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
And then it was, their Facebook post was like, go to work or keep it thug life. Keep it thug life.
Okay.
And I was like, that's how Kobe approached
it. Incredibly
life.
Deep. Thug life.
I was like, this person that you're upholding that is supposed to be like one of the most smartest, diverse.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, there was
hardworking people.
He's
like, yeah, like you're, you know, you're doing everything like the exact opposite the way he lived his life.
Right.
Kobe kept it 100, Michael.
He did.
And 100 is as thug as it gets.
Didn't he grew up pretty well off, right? Wasn't his dad in the NBA?
It was like a middle class neighborhood in Philly.
Oh, that's good for Philly.
He went to Lower Merion, which I don't think was a private school. It wasn't like a basketball feeder school. I could be wrong about that.
But wasn't his dad in the NBA?
Yes.
I think he was raised in Italy.
Yeah, I mean,
hence all the Italian names for his kids. But thug.
Keep it thug life. Just
what
like
if it
Kobe.
Was mob life and his dad was mobbed up?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like, can't you just picture him as part of the Sopranos crew? Like, I'm agreeing in this premise. No
Lower
willingness
Marion
to do
is...
any of the voices.
I loved Kobe.
Lower Merion is a public high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are you smoking? Now.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant in the Christopher role.
Which role?
Christopher.
Don't worry. I'll never pass the drug test.
As they're in the wreck chopper together.
Gianna. I'll never pass the drug test.
She
reaches over.
They must just grab each other's noses.
Grabs each other's noses. She's like, I won't either, Dad.
Is this Shameless?
No, this is
Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Oh, Sopranos.
I only saw the last episode.
Really? Just so you could be a part? Right.
I saw like the ending on some...
Let's walk you through it. It starts with a mobster and a dream.
Okay. I mean, I know about Tony Soprano.
I remember where I was when he died. James Gandolfini. That, I was shaken up by that. Oh. I'm being completely serious now. Like, that, I was very sad. Steph called me and told me, and we both were like crying on the phone. I was still in New York. And when his funeral was at the little Italian church downtown on Mulberry Street, and we like wanted to go, but there's so much like
so
police.
Many Italians.
There was just a lot of Italians, and there was some like just a big police presence, but all the Sopranos were there, and it just looked like all the
you know
there are
actors playing a family, right?
No, they're not.
Okay. You guys are probably too young for the Challenger.
Oh, I remember it.
Do you?
I don't.
We got off that day.
I was two.
For some reason, I remember the drive into school that day, I guess because that they wheeled in like the TV to watch it. And
shut up.
Yeah.
They wheeled it out, toot sweet.
No, but everyone was, I mean, I can believe that because there was a teacher on, right?
Yeah, backwards. We were supposed to watch it, and we didn't watch it just because of, like, I think we couldn't get the TV to work. I was in third grade. And
my friend, you missed quite a show.
Yeah, did you see it?
You guys,
yeah.
What happened?
What's that?
I think they wheeled it. I could be
wrong. Oh, I mean.
With the Challenger.
Oh, it went up, and then within, like, a minute.
The pilot lost his way in the fog.
What?
Yeah.
You set me up.
It went down.
What?
34 years ago.
Yeah. So one, Christy McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm. What?
McAuliffe? Whatever. Close.
I like that you're so disgusted by that he got it wrong. What?
What?
So she had
How did you pronounce it? She had
a colostomy bag, and she got the pilot to smell it.
There was something about O-rings that were coming out the side or something.
Yeah, I can tell you what happened for real.
Do you really know?
Yes.
Okay. What'd you do to it?
Okay. Okay, Mr. Science.
No, I forgot what the fuck I watched.
I can tell you what happened.
Yeah, there's like some O-ring, like I guess some sort of gasket type seal or some shit, and it was launching from Florida, so they never tested it for like cold weather, but it launched in some like bitter ass cold weather that shrunk the ring down, and so I guess like gas was able to spray around the ring or some crap, and they blew up.
Oh my! So you were at Greenbrier West?
No, I was at Brookfield for that. First grade. I had that hot piece of ass teacher, Mrs. Comer, who's now dead apparently.
Why?
She died with Kobe. Yeah, Kobe raped her to death. Really?
Stop. Really? No more R jokes.
Okay.
What? You had a hot first grade teacher?
Really hot first grade teacher, yeah. She was like, I don't know, just like some fucking petite blonde that was always in these like great dresses, flowing blonde locks. It was great because like my kindergarten teacher was this hot black chick, so I just learned to want to fuck everything from like day one. And
they have to be nice to you.
Yeah, they're like, great.
I love my secondary caregiver.
Yeah.
She's so much nicer than mommy.
And I'm just trying
and
to
prettier.
Did you ever have a super hot teacher that you...
There's like my hottest two teachers. I blew my wad early.
I had a pretty sixth grade teacher, Miss Lane. She was pretty. I mean, I've had directors that were like brilliant and they weren't crazy attractive and they could have been gay, but I would have been down to clown because they were just amazing. But I never had like a hot male teacher. There were some hot female teachers at the Tilly. There's that one with the really long hair and she always wore hot like boots up to her knees.
I don't remember that. I just remember Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock that fucked
a couple of students. Coach what? Haddock. So Coach Haddock, like you loved getting Coach Haddock. Anytime you got a coach as a teacher, you were like, yes.
Right.
And plus my older brother played football and he was smart. So like the teachers just loved me, especially the coaches. And he was like, he was the easiest teacher. And then I found out, from you or Ilhan, that he was married to Senora Haddock.
Yes, what gave it away?
Yeah, a Spanish teacher. And she slept with a student.
One or two?
I thought it was two. I know was one it? Of them was Michael Cornicelli. Hey!
But then do you remember her punishment?
She had to sleep with him in front of the school.
In front of the whole school.
Wow.
Yeah. No, she... She didn't get any jail time, nothing. And she didn't get her teacher's license taken away. No, she had to go teach at an all-girls school.
That was
her punishment.
I forgot that
If it
part.
Had been a man.
Oh, yeah. He'd be in jail right
with, now. He'd be, not now. It would have been like 2 years.
Mrs. Haddock, since it's clear you cannot keep penis out of your mouth.
We're going to send you to the all-girls Catholic school.
How did people find out?
I don't know.
Was it at the school?
I mean, you know how, like, everybody finds out everything in high school. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this the other day.
A VHS tape of it was left in one of the VCRs when we went to rewatch the Challenger disaster.
Right.
We were talking about this the other day, how, like, in high school, news gets around so quickly.
Yeah.
And I told you about the poop story. My senior year of high school. Like, first
lean
period,
in, Michael. You're going to want
first period, people started talking about that in the girls' bathroom, the upstairs girls' bathroom, a girl had left such a massive dump that it wouldn't flush. And it was so big that people were, like, going in and looking at it. And just laughing. So first period ends, and then you have homeroom for like 20 minutes. And everyone is like, did you hear about the huge shit upstairs in the girls' bathroom? That had to be a dude that went in there. It couldn't have been a girl.
Did they ever find out who it was?
No.
Was it the one girl that was just crying by herself?
I mean, whatever girl that was, what a power move to just take.
By fifth period, they were DNA swabbing everyone in the school.
Right.
I just remember my buddy David Bornwell came up to me. He's like, Eva, he's such a mimbo. He's like, I really want to go see the giant poop.
We don't get any culture here in Chantilly, and now we got this.
Can you guard the front of the girls' room to make sure no teachers are coming so I could go in and check it out? So I'm standing out there like a bouncer, and all these guys are like,
no, Mr. Bordwell's in there.
Sorry, Mr. Bordwell's in there. You just hear guys going in there and looking. They're like, holy shit!
It's just, there's so much to unpack from that, like, before first period. So she took this dump, like, she was holding on to this. Either didn't feel safe to shit this in her home toilet.
There were no suspects at all?
No. And we were trying. Me and Steph were like, let's start a rumor that it's Laura. One of our other friends. She's like beautiful and tall and like no one would have believed
right.
it, you know?
Probably was
we were like, but we didn't do that. And like,
well, how long did it last all day?
It was there all day. So like,
none of the teachers like overheard people?
All the teachers overheard and they were like, this is what you guys are talking about.
Right.
Like, it was towards the end of the year, too. So, like, everyone had, like, senioritis.
Clinton
senior.
Just got impeached. Yeah. This is what's on your lips.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's really warm, too.
And everyone was talking about.
Now I'm just picturing, like, three hobos over the bowl.
Like, being warmed like, by it.
Like, Frank Stallone and his friends singing over the cannon, Rocky. Take it back.
But it's like any place, like a school or like treatment.
Right.
Like, shit gets around so quick.
Or in this case, it stays in the pool.
The first time I was in rehab, one of the mental patients that came down, that stayed on another unit, would come down for meetings, though.
She was cleared for that. Or he.
Or he.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he.
I was assuming it's women in the cycle.
No. He.
All right, Sylvia Plath.
I went out to smoke, and this is like 3 in the afternoon, and I'm like leaning over the railing, and my roommate was this Spanish guy. I think his name was Carlos. He was
Luis Guzman.
Yeah. He was barely able to even talk to me. He was laughing so hard. And I was like, what is so funny? And he just points, and I look down, and I see a bare ass like pumping. And these two legs up in the air. He was going to town on this girl that just got in. She was like in her early 20s, probably. She had no teeth.
Oh, or they were, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she yeah. would remove them. And they were out of the building probably within 2 hours.
Because people talk.
Yeah,
the
I remember her.
Member found out.
I remember her coming like into like the group room about an hour later, and she's like, "I can't believe like people are saying like I fucked," you know, and, like Kevin or whoever the mental patient was. But we all just knew him as a mental patient that
he
would
had
come
no
down.
No,
he's just. Like, I fuck that guy. And I'm
that's
like,
disgusting.
Yeah. And I'm like,
shakes a load down her leg.
Takes her teeth out. Can you pull it back?
And I was like, that's crazy. It's crazy because I watched you.
Do you remember like the first time someone just straight up lied to your face, like about like I
oh yeah
and like your innocence just never recovered.
My buddy, one of my good friends that I grew up with, the first fight I got in, we were playing wiffle ball. Uh-huh. We were like 5 or 6. I think we were probably like 6.
We were like 27.
We were like, yeah. And I forget how we were just like, I would pitch and he would hit and we were going back and forth. And he hit a ball that was clearly foul. Uh-huh. And said it was
girls
fair. And we ended up on the ground wrestling around. And I took his head and smashed it on a rock.
Holy shit.
Like several times.
Oh my God.
You killed him?
Talented Mr. Johnson.
No, this is not one of my proudest moments.
I thought you were going to say not one of my murder stories.
But, you know, it was like one of these. It was, I guess, I don't know if I was like, I don't know, I was like 5 or 6. I just remember I was staying over at his house. I was young enough. I remember his mother had to take him up to one of our neighbors who was a nurse, and she stitched him up, like his forehead. And I remember being like feeling bad and like knowing I did something wrong, but I think I was still too young to really grasp like the enormity of what I've done.
You knew you're enormously hard.
Feels so good.
But he would bust my balls about. I mean, we've known each other to this day. Like he would bust my balls about it. And I remember,
how does he tease you about that? Remember when you savagely beat the shit out of me? And
he was like, "What are you gonna do? Smash my head on a rock?" But I remember one.
As he says with his droop face.
Right. He's actually quite successful
he's
now.
Like a permanent stroke.
After they put Ted back together.
Right. But he did go, like, this was many years later, like when we were teens or maybe early 20s. Like, yeah, it was foul.
You're like, you lied.
I was like, I knew it was foul. But I remember, like, just being so enraged by, like, something that was just so clearly.
Yeah. And yet someone lied. Yeah.
But someone lied. What was yours? I don't remember mine.
Okay, so I mean, obviously there was some childhood shit.
Right.
Like,
like what?
Like the priest saying, I didn't blow you. But, no, I remember a girl I was fooling around with. We weren't even dating. I was probably 20, 19, something like, 19-ish.
Is this like a pill thing?
What?
Like she's on the pill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like I drugged her.
No.
I know what that was. You know,
a bill guy.
I'm fiddling the bottle. And I hear my
eyes pudding. And a Kodak film.
Now you see. I bent her over and then I entered her.
No, I. Yeah, we're fooling around, and like multiple friends in my circle were like, oh yeah, I fucked that. And I'm like, oh cool, so I'm not going to have much difficulty doing likewise. I was not fazed. This wasn't like my girlfriend that people were saying they fucked. They're, you know, just everyone walking up like, hey Chad, I had sex with Katie too. You know, like I was like, oh cool, all right. And like, I don't know how it came out, but I was like, oh yeah, you know, like back when you were fooling around with such and such. And I mean, she like stone cold was like, I have never fucked X, Y, and Z. I got the waterworks. And I mean, she put on like a days long, maybe weeks long production.
Good for
of
her.
Being pissed at me that I would even believe it. And I'm like, I'm fooling around with you with like zero effort put in. And why would these guys lie? And I mean, she was just lying. She was just fucking
straight up lying,
straight up psychopathically lying. And like, I did not trust. I still have trust issues with women to this day from that original.
Did you end up having sex with her?
Yeah, yeah. For we spent the better part of our 20s. Like anytime she was in town, she would come over and I'd just like, fuck her. And yet, here's another thing. She could not
tell
her. I
don't know, John. I believe her.
I do too.
I do too.
Time's up.
She could not tell her mom that she was like staying over somewhere. I guess she didn't want her mom to know.
This was like in her 20s?
Yeah. This is like, I was, yeah, mid to late 20s. And so she would come over to my place once she was back in town from school.
Your
elementary
mom's
school.
House.
No, no, no. This is back when I was a grown boy and lived on my own. And like we would just like fuck a ton until about 11 or 12. And then she would waltz back out and then just like tell her mom, like, yeah, I'm fresh from college. What's up? And it was weird. Like one time she lied and told her mom that she was told. You didn't let.
I heard it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She told her
I'm
mom.
Let it pass.
Nah.
But you can do it yourself.
Don't smash my head on that
You're
rock.
You're better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she told her mom she was in town the next day. And that's how she managed to stay over. And we like fucked for a day and a half or whatever the hell.
I can see doing that at 20. That I can
well,
see.
Well, no, no. I mean, she was like in grad or even a professor at this point. So she was like.
She was older than you?
No, no, no. I was like 27. She was 26.
I can still like, see doing okay. that to yeah. my parents.
It
at
wasn't
26.
Like she was Nina Hartley in Boogie Nights, like riding some guy. I don't know what you're.
My wife's got
about.
An ass in her cock.
My wife's got an ass in her cock.
Oh, hey, guys. This is John Papagiorgio. I'm interrupting my own show to tell you that this episode went way fucking long, so we split it in the middle. I don't know what I'm interrupting. I just found what looked like a lull in the audio around the midway point. I might be breaking into a sentence. I don't know. Anyhow, the rest of this episode, the second half, is going to be uploaded later in the week. So I hope you stick around for that. And yeah.